Ian, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. And you, Howard?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. All right. So today we're talking about the most productive way that people work. And it's so interesting because I had a meeting yesterday with somebody who works as a contractor at one of the banks, and he was speaking about the challenges of working in sort of these open plan offices, and I said, how do you manage? And he says, well, he puts his headphones on, but in fact there's still people tapping him on the shoulder, and he happens to be somebody that needs to work in sort of in his own space. And I said, well, that's quite interesting, but I get some of my best work done at a coffee shop. So if I'm working in an office, I find that more distracting than working in a coffee shop where there's noise and there's people. And we got into this conversation, and the third person in the room said, oh no, I need absolute quiet when I'm trying to get, I don't want noise, I don't want anything, I just need silence. And I thought that was very, very interesting indeed. Karen says, have you got the Baby Shark song? Please play it. Love the show, Karen. Absolutely not, Karen. There's a very, very nice expression that says, over my dead body. I think that's a fair reflection of what I feel.
Yeah, we did play it on the overdrive yesterday.
Why would you? Why?
And I'm not a fan.
Do you think that made good radio? So, Nati, I'm just asking. I don't mean to criticize the overdrive. I know Kathy wasn't in yesterday. Simon handling that show, but do you think that made good radio? Honestly.
Listen, I'm not a fan, but I ended up literally was in my head as I slept.
Well, that's why we don't play it. We don't play it. It's absolutely, Karen says, just asking. Sorry, Karen, I'm only playing. I really didn't mean. In fact, it's quite funny because my granddaughter, you just say the word Baby Shark and then like she's one. And then her hand just goes up and she starts doing this Baby Shark movement. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen. So no. And then as you say, you rightly say, once you play it, it's there inside your head and you can never get rid of it. Never, never get rid of it. So no, Karen, nice thought, but not happening. All right. So Ian, getting back to how we all work in different ways.
So Howard, it's quite funny that you mentioned this. Is I stumbled across an article over the weekend, and it spoke about a survey that was done in 2018 where they asked men in particular, how much time do you spend in the bathroom? And it was like a very odd question. But what they actually found out is that on average, a man spends about 7 hours in the bathroom, not going to the bathroom for what we typically would think, but just to get some time out and actually to catch up on stuff and get a bit of me time.
Right.
So your point about distractions and getting, finding that time, and managing your time better is becoming quite critical, that people are actually resorting to hiding away, and trying to avoid, like you say, people tapping you on the shoulder or distracting you. But then at the same time, like you point out, people need to be stimulated by people around them working. And that's why, and I know we spoke about it, we heard about WeWork and all of these other shared working spaces becoming so popular now, is because people become encouraged because they feel motivated because there's other people around them working. However, the big thing that we're all guilty of is we mismanage our time. And the whole concept is that we all thought, and I'm sure you're part of that school, is that when email came around, that was going to make our lives easier. My personal view is that emails actually made our lives worse, and you're actually starting to find people now trying to switch off from email.
It's not an email. I actually find if I'm trying to, let's say, write an article, or if I'm trying to get something done, my computer actually distracts me. Because there's so much going on there, whether it's my phone or computer, it's the same thing really. But there's so much going on there that if I actually put it aside and I actually sit down and just actually think for 5 minutes, I get so much more done in that 5 minutes in my mind, because then I know exactly what I have to do. I know where something's going. I know what, and I had this yesterday where I was getting very caught up in something I was trying to organize and I just wasn't getting it together. And, as she was in the shower last night, that I thought, well, I'm such an idiot. There's such a simple answer to it. And I dealt with it and why? Because I didn't have all of these things that are constantly distracting us. It's absurd what we've allowed, how we've allowed ourselves. I think it's almost like we should prescribe to every single person a half an hour, anyone who works, anyone who doesn't work as well, a half an hour. Forget having a conversation with somebody, because we always talk about that. Connect. Just put your phone away. Put your computer away. Even if it's for 15 minutes, not a half an hour. And actually just think about what you want to do, what you have to do, ideas, etc., because it is so valuable.
Absolutely. And I think we convince ourselves that we're not spending time on emails. If I had to ask most people, how much time do you think you spend on emails? And they go, 15 minutes, half an hour. If you had to actually do a time audit of how long you were spending, you would actually realize that you're probably consuming most of your productive day just behind your screen in your inbox. And if you think about it, that is not actually getting work done. That is just probably reading through stuff that is not relevant, replying to stuff that people are not going to respond to. So you're going to have to send another email. And the two things that I've learned, or I teach people, is to be conscious of what you're doing with your time. And there's actually an interesting way to do things, is to set up your calendar in reverse, your day in reverse. So start with the end of the day and work backwards. And what you should start off with is have your priorities in the morning. So everything that you need to do in the morning, you get done in the morning when you're your freshest, and you leave the most irrelevant stuff, like potentially going through non-relevant emails, for maybe the evening when you're not that focused, and you can kind of say, well, if I don't read the next 3,000 emails and go to bed, it's not going to be the end of the world. But you end up sitting at night trying to finish a document or trying to prepare for a presentation when you're at your least
productive.
And
that's your last, the worst time to be
Absolutely.
Able to do
and you're not, and you actually don't put out your best work.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. How do you handle this? How do you handle this overload of people in the office or people disturbing you, as well as your phone disturbing you, your computer, your emails, in order to get work done? Part of me, as I say, always feels that we do some of our best work, even though we need our computers and we need our laptops as our aid and a way to prepare a presentation, write articles, send emails, prepare strategies, etc. We do need that, but we also need our brain. And it's interesting. It's interesting because what I've noticed as well is because I'm Shabbat observant, so I wake up early on a Saturday morning. I'll do some reading. It's a very, very, very special time for me. It's quiet. There's nothing that can disturb me. And after I've read for about an hour or 2 hours, because I get up very early, I often just sit and think, and I have ideas for articles and ideas for strategies. And that is some of my most, I mean, the sad thing about it is by the time Shabbat has ended, I've forgotten what it is, but because I can't write it down. But the interesting thing is that is a very powerful moment, time for me, because there is nothing that can distract me. Doron says, thanks for getting Cotton Eye Joe into my head. Well, it's certainly better than Baby Shark. Carry on with that.
So Howard, I think the thing that you're pointing out is that you've given, and it's not about giving yourself permission, but what you've done is, because you're observant and because you know you can't do certain things, you can't access your phone, you can't go onto Google, you can't get distracted over Shabbos, what you do is you actually take time out. And by taking time out, you actually are stimulating your brain in another way that you've forgotten how to do.
I can actually feel that time. And it's interesting that it happened to me this morning, because I happened to, I always get up at 4 to prepare for the show. I happened to get up a little bit earlier than that today. I was prepared, and I actually just sat and had a cup of coffee, And I found that was, with my computer aside, my phone aside, and I found that did happen to me as well this morning, and it makes a significant difference. And Sian says the worst is opening an email, not wanting to deal with it, and then marking it unread to deal with it later. That is just awful. That leaves a stain on your soul. Of course, the conversation that we're having with Ian Bassarabi in a studio is about the sign of the times, because that is one of the very difficult things, take us back 30 years or 40 years, or even 15, 20 years, and we didn't have the amount of distractions that we do. They're just increasing. And if we don't find ways to deal with it, we are not going to manage. We are not going to be as productive as we want to be.
So Howard, I think that we try to fool ourselves into believing that we're actually good multitaskers. Yeah. I think the current generation, or the millennial generation,
other people, I think I actually am a good multitasker.
Okay, so
I don't think Zanati can manage. Yeah,
so Howard excluded. I've actually seen you here. You've got like four laptops in front of you, and you managed to send a WhatsApp and do all of that at once. But generally, I think what we do is we do what we call half work, and we do a lot of half work where we start something, and then we get distracted, and then we start something else, and then we actually don't complete tasks. And the reason for that is we prioritize based on the instant, that point in time. You know, we kind of say, okay, well, I have to do it now. Mm, and you kind of put the other thing to the side. And it's the same thing that we actually have to spend more time, being cognizant of what we're tasked at doing. So, often we find it's difficult to turn around to say to someone, sorry, I'm busy at the moment, or no thanks, I can't talk to you right now, or I can't listen. You know, we're sometimes too kind to people. We feel embarrassed to turn around to say to somebody, listen, I'm just busy at the moment. People come up to you, I'm sure you've had it sometimes in a coffee shop where you're sitting there, and it's not like you're sitting just looking out into space. You're actually sitting behind your computer.
And you might be looking into space, because you might be thinking, and we're allowed to do that.
Absolutely. And then someone will come up.
I don't want to have to go to the bathroom to do that.
Absolutely.
Which is your point. Yeah.
Or absolutely. Or go to a corner, or put a pair of headphones on so people think that you're listening. So, you know, I always remember that getting on a long-haul flight, if I didn't want to speak to the person next to me, I would instantly sit in my seat, put my headphones in, and just sit there and close my eyes. And
you don't think the fact that it wasn't connected to anything
gave it away? Thank goodness Bluetooth and wireless headphones came out, because you didn't need to.
Okay, then you didn't need to.
Yeah. So the point is that we shouldn't have to make an excuse, or we shouldn't have to. We should politely be able to turn around and say, look, I'm really focused on getting this done. I'm happy to have a chat with you later, or let's
have some
time.
Don't mean to
talk.
Be rude, but I just need to finish this.
Absolutely. And what we find is we get home and we think, oh my word, I went out to finish a document and I haven't written one word because you got engaged, you got distracted. And it's the same thing with holidays. You know, I'll never forget many years ago, I went down to the coast with my family, and I promised that I wouldn't check work. And I snuck up to the room and I took my laptop out of the safe and I opened up the emails, and I got caught. You know, that's hook. I got caught. And you know where you get caught, Howard, is when you respond to an email on holiday. Because basically what you do is you give somebody permission to disrupt your holiday, to disrupt your time. So when you say, oh, people don't leave me alone when I'm away on holiday, you're actually the problem. Because what you do is you permit people to contact you.
No, but is there ever such a thing today as going on holiday and cutting yourself off for a week or 2 weeks? I think that's completely unrealistic, and I actually think irresponsible. Even if I would rather measure it and say, look, I'm going to check emails twice a day or three times a day or once a day, whatever that would be. But you know, most of us do have responsibilities that you can't just walk away from.
So Howard, it's controversial, and I think it all depends on the circumstances. So I agree with you that if you do have responsibilities and you do have things that you need to, that should be limited to a specific amount of individuals and people. It shouldn't be a free-for-all that everybody can contact you. And for me, the best way to work is to allow people to contact you on a medium where no one else can contact you. So for example, if somebody needs to get hold of you urgently, then you contact me on WhatsApp. But my out of office says I'm not here for 2 weeks. If you need somebody, you have somebody in place. That's the whole point of delegating. You know, we don't delegate well either. And I think we have utilized technology as an excuse to say I'm always available. But you're 100% right. It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible because you're taking quality time away from your family and you're taking quality time away from yourself, because what you're not doing is you're not allowing yourself to recharge. You're not allowing yourself to be re-stimulated to come back and do better. There's a lovely analogy. I think it comes from the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. With it's the analogy of the woodcutter, and the guy starts cutting down trees, and on the first day he cuts down 10, and progressively he cuts down less and less and less. And a guy comes up to him and says to him one day, he says, "Why don't you stop and sharpen your axe?" And he turns around and he says, "I don't have time." And the moral of that, or the message that comes out of that, is that by us thinking we don't have time, we actually become less productive.
Mm.
We don't realize it. We actually don't realize, but we actually become, we get to a point where we actually can't do things, and people start seeing a drop in your standard, a drop in your ability, because you're just wearing yourself out.
How does one start to, how does one start to figure this out?
So I think first and foremost, we should stop trying to do the impossible. And when I say do the impossible, is we should not try and save time. There's no such thing as saving time. It's a misnomer. Everybody thinks.
Now, even the description of it is wrong. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's like you can save money, you can save energy, or you can conserve energy, but you can't save time. Once time is gone, it's gone.
What are you going to do with? Well, that's what I always say. People that type WhatsApps as in, where they use the letter U instead of Y-O-U. You know, I just wonder what they do with that time, with that extra time.
Absolutely.
That they've managed to acquire.
They waste it. And I think that's the most important. So instead of trying to play mind games with ourselves and say, "Oh, I'm going to save time by doing this," rather look at it from the concept, and I'm not going to waste time doing stuff that is not productive. So if you're stuck in traffic, or you're caught in something, use the time in between productively. Use it to think. Use it to plan. Don't get frustrated or get angry and just live in a rat race. And I almost say it sounds counterproductive to what we've been talking about, but we actually need to slow down. We are moving through life at a pace that we actually cannot comprehend. So when we eventually do get that time, and Howard, it could be when you take time out on a Shabbos, or when you're standing on the top of a mountain meditating, or you're on holiday.
I'm not standing. No. I just don't want any misconception. I'm not going to be standing on the top of a mountain meditating ever.
So you're not going to be climbing Kilimanjaro anything soon?
No.
Okay. All right. So maybe Zanati will
I don't
be
think there's a
mountains.
Cause good enough.
Yeah. Are you going to climb
mountains?
I don't
mountains, think there's
Zanati?
A cause big enough.
Definitely.
For that.
Okay.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
For
I
some
would.
Some cause.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got anything to do with saving the planet, Zanati, you know that we're going to have a discussion.
Actually, I could
about
just
it.
Do a just.
Just.
It doesn't even need to be.
You know what? I respect that so much more. You know what? You're actually allowed to climb a mountain. Yeah. You don't have to climb it on behalf of somebody else's cause. You can actually just climb a mountain.
And that's why don't ask for permission. Don't wait for permission for somebody to say climb a mountain. Don't wait for permission to take.
Somebody doesn't have to have cancer for you to climb a mountain.
Absolutely.
Just climb a mountain.
Absolutely. And that's the point, is don't wait for an invitation. Do things because you need to do them. Don't feel guilty about taking time out to be with yourself. And when I say be with yourself, be with your thoughts. I often feel like I'm demotivated because I can't get inspired. I can't start the word of another sentence because I've got my brain is too frizzled from all the activity and everything. And I have to just go and take an hour to do something that doesn't feel like it's being productive, but it is being productive because it's almost like recharging your brain. You can't do anything with it that you feel like your phone, when you're charging your phone and it's dead and you can't switch it on.
God forbid, don't say things like
that. Okay, I'm sorry, Howard, I don't want
to
make
you
panic.
Who allows their phone to die?
I do.
What? Zanati?
Me too, Howard. Actually, I think
rubbish.
You're the only person with a problem.
Oh, really? I've got the problem. My phone never dies, and I've got the problem.
Yes, you have, Howard.
Hold on. Do you drive your car till it gets stuck and you've run out of petrol? I'm just asking.
Wow.
Well, now that we're getting onto that topic.
Hold on. Has it happened to you ever?
Yes.
Zanati, has it happened to you ever? Okay. So therefore we don't need to have this conversation. You've just disqualified yourselves. I'm sorry. Anybody, my wife knows that, if she ever runs out of petrol, She needs to phone her father, not me, because I'm probably the worst person in the world to come to assistance of somebody that didn't notice that that was on empty. So they've got lights that flash and things that beep. Like, I don't understand what more your car can say to you to say, we need petrol.
So, Nati, I think Howard fills his car when it's on half.
Sometimes you know your car, you're just like, nah, I know
exactly.
My car.
You know, in the process, you have 80 plays, you've got 120 easy.
Yeah.
Where is your car, Zanati?
Oh, wow, really? Are we going there?
No, I was just asking. All right. Time is 8:49. All right, you don't let your battery die.
No,
you don't let your phone die, right. And you don't run out of petrol. Okay. It's the same thing. It's just unnecessary.
But the point is, Howard,
the point is what, Ian?
The point is that maybe I should be carrying a power bank. But the point is that sometimes we actually do need to allow ourselves to charge.
No. Yes, we do.
Yes.
But we don't need our phones to be dead, to run out of power, to have the courage to put it aside. How? We don't need somebody to have cancer to climb a mountain. That's the point.
The point is you don't need permission.
Exactly.
And you don't need a reason. Just... Oh. And that's where it is, Howard. It's
amazing. I called you in as the expert on this, and I don't accept a word that you said.
No, yeah. I know that. Like Howard's never going to phone me again in case my battery goes flat.
But the anxiety that this causes.
Oh,
yes,
I know. I think the bottom line, whether we agree or not that phones should be allowed to die or not, that's for another topic. We need to slow down, and that's the most important thing: is be aware of what needs to be done, and focus on that. And sometimes. Doing less or doing more specific things doesn't mean you're not being productive.
Right.
It actually means that you're doing things better. And I think what we do is we tend to run around and we think, well, we've done, I hate people that turn around and say, I've been so busy. I've been so busy the whole day. And you say, well, what have you done? And they go, and they just stand there and you go like, exactly. You've done nothing. You think you're busy. And people that make themselves busy just,
I'm definitely guilty of that. I can make myself, whether I'm really busy or whether I'm really not, I will make myself busy. And I'm not sure it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Probably a bad thing because then you delude yourself.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is be conscious of what you're actually outputting. It's more about outputs than the time you're spending. So if you follow the 80-20 rule, you know what I mean? If you put in, 20% of your effort and that gives 80% of the results, that's fine. It doesn't mean that you have to work yourself to death to say that I've been successful. It means that you have to be using your time effectively.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely right. Time is 8:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Ian Basarabi's been in a studio talking about productivity.